I started off with the self-employed people working in very small enterprises, domestic workers, anybody who is not covered by a labor protection of the society.
So little shops, stalls on the street?
That's right. Yeah, your guy selling noodles on the corner.
How big is the sector of informal jobs?
It's huge. There's been estimated to be 60% of all the workers in the world.
60%?
60. Take the two biggest countries, India and China. And it's pretty clear the Indian formal sector does not employ. Maybe it's 10% of the total workforce. And in China, you have 160 million migrants who have come from the rural sector to work in the urban sector. They have short contracts. If they have contracts, China's trying to change this. And if you look at any export processing zone in China, you will see no one will be a resident of that city with a permanent residence there.
The conventional wisdom might have it that as countries develop, the jobs in the informal sector would gradually give way to jobs which are run by more established companies. Are we seeing that or not?
No, we're basically not seeing that at all. One reason is that the formal sector companies, particularly the ones in manufacturing or utilities, they're bringing in modern mechanized equipment and technologies, so they're not hiring that many workers. It's also true that what can happen is that a formal sector firm outsources to villages and to smaller firms that has informal sector workers, and they do the cleaning of the building at night. Maybe they prepare the food in the canteen.
So does that present social risks?
Then it's up to the society to figure out ways to give them some protections, particularly in health and safety, and also a medical insurance of some sort, and some pensions when these workers get older. It's going to be the majority of people in your country, and they may not have any savings. And of course, people are living older everywhere in the world, and there will be elderly people every place. So it's a job for the government to make this an extremely high priority. And it's a job for some private sector institutions to also make it a high order of priority. To imagine that you're going to be a trade union representing workers in your country, and for you not to have a branch that specializes in informal sector workers and makes sure that the policies of the unions and the policies the unions ask the government to adopt are friendly and helpful to these workers is a real dereliction of your duty to workers in general.